Every member of the 2016 MVC has had to overcome adversity and challenges to achieve success and find a spot on the roster for this season. But one hopeful looking to come back for year number two has had a rough offseason.
January 25th, I had knee surgery to get my meniscus repaired in my knee. I knew I had to get surgery, and I didn't know when or how or what that timeline looked like. Sort of last season, it started really bugging me, and it started popping really loud, and our trainer, Ryan, during a workout one practice, heard it and was like, that's not okay. Like, you need to go get that checked out. So then I made a couple calls, and I went in and got it checked out. Got an MRI, and then they told me I tore my meniscus and I'm gonna need surgery, and that was October 30th. And the only reason I know that is because I ran the Monster Dash Half Marathon on October 31st. I knew I had to get surgery, and I didn't know when or how or what that timeline looked like. So I had, you know, talked with Tammy, I had talked with my teammates, I had talked with my doctors, and we kind of decided that it was super important for me to finish the season that had been given to me. I knew I earned that spot on that team last year, and I didn't want to give any of that up.
A knee surgery limited Brooklyn's mobility over the winter, but that didn't hold back her desire to get recovered in time for tryouts this spring.
I got that surgery, and then I was determined to be back, and she said 8 to 12 weeks was the recovery time, and auditions were at 10 weeks, so it was right in that window, but I knew that I wanted to make the team, and I was working with our trainers at Lifetime. We were lucky enough that they set up Sunday practices, like every Sunday through the off season. So I don't think I missed one of those. And even though I hobbled into Lifetime on crutches for a couple of those weeks, I was able to work with them, and they modified exercises for me to do to try to stay as in shape as I could and stay as strong and keep my strength up.
But recovering from her injury wasn't an easy thing, which means coming back and making the team for her second year is that much harder.
I think it would just proved myself that I knew I could work hard and I knew I could make it back. I knew it was gonna be hard because everyone starts at a blank slate.
The struggles to make the team are there for each and every member trying out in 2016. But one hopeful has experienced her fair share of tough times when it comes to getting that coveted call.
This was my fourth time trying out for the team, and not having made those three times, I was accepted onto the training program. So I did that for 3 years, and every year practicing on or in the end zone and looking at the girls in the middle of the field each year, it's just really motivating, and it's kind of hardships that make you work harder.
If you don't succeed, try again is the motto for Chelsea, an MVC hopeful who has put in plenty of time and effort to achieve her dream.
I was obviously devastated, but not once did it cross my mind that this was something that I didn't want to do. And it was kind of hard because a lot of friends and family question why you'd keep pursuing something, but it's just something that I've dreamed of.
She's hoping 2016 is her lucky year, and all the disappointments are worth it this time around.
But these are some of the most driven women that I've ever been surrounded with. And I think it pushes me to be a better person. It pushes me to work harder and to set my standards higher and set bars higher.
For another hopeful, she has been through the audition process before and had both success and failure. She just hasn't found success with the MVC.
Before, I danced for a dance team in high school, so it was just something different for me to keep dancing after high school because I went to a college that didn't have a dance team. So I just decided to try out for them, and then that ended up leading me to want to try out for the Vikings, so that's what made me really excited.
Cheering in the NBA for the Timberwolves was an experience Cassie will never forget, but now she's turned her passion and love for dance into a quest to be at U.S. Bank Stadium this fall. She's been close before and has spent 3 years in the training program and is hoping 2016 is different.
So coming back this year to try out, I was more prepared. I felt more confident in myself to try out. I kind of knew what they were looking for, and I was much better prepared than in the years past.
Everyone's journey to the tryouts is different, but all the hopefuls are brought together by a common goal: to be named a member of the Minnesota Vikings cheerleaders. Coming up, the judges get ready as the MVC hopefuls hit the stage at Pantages Theater for the semifinal round, and Mall of America for the finals.